share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A mother of a 26-day-old baby is disappointed and angry with the management of a mother and baby confinement center after her baby came home with burn marks on the back of his body. According to Signer Harian, Tan Xin Ping, 25, from Taman Istimewa, said the manager of the confinement center had previously promised to pay RM 45,000 in compensation for 12 months for the negligence of one of his caregivers so that the case would not be taken to court. Tan Xin Ping, who is a housewife, said that the confinement center only paid RM 14,733 for 3 months as of January since the incident occurred back on the 26th of October 2020. During those 3 months, I had to call the manager of the care center to ask for compensation. The care center seemed to want to pay as this was their negligence. Initially, when the incident occurred, the three babysitters at the care center did not admit to inflicting burns on my son while bathing him. However, when I lodged a report at the Larkin police station the same day, one of the babysitters in their 30s confessed, she said. She added that after the incident and in a state of confinement, she had to take her baby to the Puteri Johor Bahru Specialist Hospital before being detained and receiving treatment for 4 days. She and her husband, Un Yem Hao, 30, regrets the irresponsible attitude of the confinement center who did not take their baby to the clinic or hospital immediately as soon as he was exposed to hot water. According to Cosmo, the baby suffered from second-degree burns due to the incident. I went to the care center after paying for the confinement package there and for the care of my baby. After this incident, I left the confinement center. In the agreement, the care center agreed to pay RM 45,000 as compensation, refund the treatment package, the cost of treatment at the previous hospital including the cost of follow-up treatment and vaccination for my baby, but since January it has not been paid, she said. Therefore, she and her husband are determined to take court action against the confinement center to teach them a lesson as well as to be more responsible after this, to ensure that the same incident does not happen again. MCA Public Complaints Bureau Chief Lim Tho Siang said the local authorities, PBT, and police needed to investigate whether the confinement center had a license for the service. He said the problem needed to be given serious attention even though the incident was believed to be the first of its kind to occur there. He added that action taken may include setting new standard operating procedures, SOPs, for such confinement centers. What are your thoughts on this story? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read, maybe it's a Lambo, mum shares how transport service charges RM 60 daily to send kid to school. Source. Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis, FB Source. Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis, FB Source. Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis, FB. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.